Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
405 DGS. Happy Friday to you. Apologies about the show. Amy Mark Scores is here. Thank you. Thank God. Because we're all done.
Well, I was really enjoying it. I was listening the whole show. I thought you guys always sound great.
Sucker. So do you have a theme song or no?
For the show?
Yeah.
That's a great question. Yeah. I thought they changed it up. But Rachel said it's welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. And I'm like, no, it's not. She said, well, I heard it today.
I've heard it a couple times.
Which scares Rach or scared her when she was a kid. And you were scared by?
Man Eater by Hall & Oates. And I was really young because I know I had to have either been in kindergarten or younger, like picking up my older sister from kindergarten. And I just thought, Mom, what's going on in this song? Are they eating people? Does she eat men? Well, I don't understand. Yeah.
I am embarrassed to say, but the first time I heard the Monster Mash in music class, I pretended I liked it. Everyone was like, you know, dancing to it, and I was terrified.
What about the one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people?
Right. I wrote it down right here.
That scared me, too.
Scared me.
Yeah.
But then she had the cute bikini, so it was like, it was scary, but then it wasn't.
There's a bikini in that?
In that song?
Wait a minute.
Who's this now?
Are you thinking of the itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow?
Yes, I am. You know what? Hold on.
Wait a minute. You thought that was the song they were scared of?
No, here's why. I had an album and it had a tiger on it.
Okay.
And he was holding up a guitar and it was it had all of those songs on it. It was
like scary ones.
Yeah, it was like a K-Tel album that you could buy. No, it had itsy bitsy
teeny weeny.
Yellow polka dot bikini and the other one.
Gotcha.
Oh my God, I sound like I'm drunk.
You should go home. You should go home.
Young Trish is taking her headphones off, like hands shaking. Itsy bitsy teeny weeny.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
it had like all those songs on there.
I remember. So when hi, Dave, by the way.
Hi there.
Dave,
you've always been afraid of an itsy bitsy teeny weeny.
Yellow polka dot bikini,
haven't you, Dave?
That she wore for
I didn't say anything
today.
About it. Don't make this show harder on me.
Dave.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So when we were kids, me and Trish and Dave, they had the 12 albums for one penny.
Yeah.
And I remember like going to my dad because I had no money. And I'm just like, well, duh, this is the greatest deal of all time. And I just remember my dad, he had the paper in front of him, which he always did. My dad was, I don't even remember what my dad looked like. He looked like the Alton Telegraph. And he would have the and I remember him doing this. How stupid are you? Like, how stupid are you?
Well, I would fill it out every Sunday when you got the paper. Yeah. Like I was going to get it. And then one time I actually did, and it was CDs by that time.
Wow.
You could get 12 CDs for a penny, which I did, not realizing it's a contract that you then have to buy so many CDs. So I think my mom bailed me out of that one. Mm. I didn't understand how that
worked. She got you a lawyer.
Yeah. No, she bought the CDs, I think.
Dave, how are we looking for the weekend?
Pretty good. Not great, but temperatures are great. Low 80s. We'll take that. 60s at night. Tonight and tomorrow, let's keep it dry. Be a bit of an increase in clouds on Saturday, but it's a dry day, 82. Couple of showers, thunder showers around Saturday night, but I think that's pretty limited. Sunday, a mix of clouds and sunshine with some scattered showers and thunderstorms. The front that's caused all our problems is now down across Arkansas. That bows back as a warm front on Sunday. No all-day rain, 82 degrees, but it becomes hot and humid next week. In fact, the highest dew point I think I've ever seen in St. Louis is 82. I think come Tuesday, Wednesday, next week, we could have dew points near 80 degrees. That is really icky.
So are we caught up on rain from all that, or did it not really have that effect?
Well, no, we've had a tremendous amount of rain. Yeah, we're above average now, but the problem is it all ran off.
So where did it run to? Just other bodies of water eventually?
Yes, other rivers. Yeah, you know, it starts out, it goes in the big rivers with the kind of rainfall we had, but the small streams, creeks, they go into flood. That water goes into the River de Pere, which leads into the Merrimack, which leads, you know, then you have the Missouri, you have the Illinois, you have Mississippi. They're all coming up a little bit.
So does that mean things will be flooding down south, or do those tributaries handle it?
I think, you know, the river in Mississippi really widens out around Cairo, so I think they're probably going to be okay. There should be some flooding, but I think it'll be okay.
I would ask about next week, but I don't give a rat's ass because I'm going to be in Florida.
I know you don't.
Yeah, so whatever. Who cares?
Dave Murray's forecast is brought to you by Air Comfort Service Heating and Cooling.
Headlines, Rach?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Earn points and save money with the Schnucks Rewards app. Download it today. Dave, you're not the only one who wants to rename monkeypox. New York City's health department is calling on the World Health Organization to rename the monkeypox virus.
I think it's smart.
Not just because it's like, oh, it's monkeypox, it sounds ridiculous, but they think that it could have impacts on the messaging around monkeypox, could have a negative impact on vulnerable communities.
Yeah.
And then your point of it just sounds dumb.
It just sounds dumb. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just sounds
so
dumb.
It might be a good idea to change the name.
Terrible PR for the monkeys.
I agree, Andrew.
Chimps in the zoo are like, hey, don't pin this on us.
We have enough problems.
I just need to know, are you laughing with him? Are you laughing? I don't understand what's happening.
We're
right
laughing
now.
Because
you're
kind
all really laughing. And
I'm not like falling over laughing. I'm just like, this is silly. It's Friday.
Sometimes, like, you got to give him a laugh for the, just like, he's got jokes, you know, like,
yeah.
He's always got
he's always
jokes.
Ready.
You got to reward the effort.
I got effort.
All right. I can't believe we're talking about Halloween already, but Hershey says that there is a Halloween candy shortage looming.
Oh my gosh.
They're blaming supply chain issues.
What?
So some of the products that we could be short on come Halloween are Twizzlers, Jolly Ranchers, Kit Kat bars, and Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Then what
another
is the
thing
point?
To go crazy
yeah.
about.
What's mm-hmm. the point of trick-or-treating?
It's going to be a run like toilet paper in yeah. COVID. People are going to be buying cartfuls of candy.
You're right.
Don't you think it's just the new going out of business sale? No one's really going out of business.
Oh, conspiracy theory.
I think they're not really. There's no shortage. They're just going to say it so everybody buys it up.
It works.
And jack the price up.
A good point. All right, it's happening in the United Kingdom. McDonald's is increasing the price of their cheeseburger for the first time in 40 years.
What?
So you could get, not 40, 14 years.
How much
I knew it was wrong when I said it. The process.
Still, that's a long time
yeah.
for not raising your price.
For sure. You could get a cheeseburger for 99 pence, and now they're raising it to a euro and 19 pence. I think I'm saying that right? Amy's laughing. Is it not pence?
No, it is. It just sounds funny.
First time in four centuries.
I was also thinking of the 40 years, like the Israelites in the desert. They leave Egypt and the McDonald's there. They wander for 40 years. They finally get to the McDonald's and the guy's like, okay, you're never going to believe this.
It's the same price.
Same price.
No, you just missed it. We just raised
I
the prices.
The beginning of the story where pence. It was in a different country. So I'm like, why is she saying pence?
It's going to be 4 million yen.
Do you mean cents?
Yeah, that's, I thought she was being cute.
What is the cheapest you remember anything? Like, what stands out to you? Like, I remember being able to get a full meal at McDonald's for under a dollar with there being no special.
Probably gas. I remember gas being, you know, a dollar something. Probably that. Sodas out of the machine used to be 50 cents. I remember that.
Or 25 if you were getting a Vess.
God. I think I told Rach this off the air, but I was at Mom's last week, and my mom's 95, going to be, and she was like, have you seen how much stamps are? I'm like, and she goes, I remember when stamps were 3 cents. I bet you do, too. I'm like, I'm not your contemporary.
Dave, this is the most on-brand thing I've ever said, that my first thought was like, I think it's the price of stamps.
Oh, my God.
I just bought stamps today.
They're a little pricey, aren't they, Dave?
I'm dreaming.
They are.
Did you get a book?
A book is like $13 or something.
No, it's kind of it's not a full book. It's a plate of the Mighty Mississippi. There's a nice stamp of the arch and some other nice things. It's nice. It's nice. All right, but every once in a while, you have to mail a letter, don't you?
Yeah.
You don't have to defend stamps. Stamps are fine.
We're like, ew, he still that uses stamps.
That was good. That was really good. You've made up for everything.
Also going up in...
I wouldn't say everything.
Definitely a founding father pamphlet in defense of stamps.
Jet skiing is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
It's the best.
That was some classic Andrew hyperbole.
And by the way, he's married.
She knows where she stands.
Meaning, like, that may have been the best thing that ever happened.
She knows where, how I feel about her versus jet skis.
Also going up in price at the UK McDonald's, breakfast
where are you
meals,
tonight?
Main meals, large coffees, and McNugget share boxes. So they could go up to 20 pence more expensive.
What does that mean, though?
Yeah, what's it in real money?
Yeah, I have no idea. Like, euro to a dollar, I have no clue.
I think
clue.
Euro and a dollar are pretty close to each
mm-hmm,
other.
They are. They're evening out at this point. You're right, Dave. The show's bad. Ma'am Bialik and Ken Jennings will return to Jeopardy for season 39. They will continue to split hosting the show.
What do you think of that?
Mm. I don't know why they don't just give it to Ken Jennings, because there was a recent Jeopardy watchers poll and, like, I think it was 80-something percent of people said that they preferred Ken. I think he does a good job, too.
I really think if they would do that, people would cry, oh, you didn't give it to the woman, and there's never been a woman host of Jeopardy. I really do.
But people don't, that's what it would people be. Don't like her very much because she's, like, an anti-vaxxer. So, like, a lot of people who watch Jeopardy are, like, like, the people who, like, the so-called, we'll say, like, woke crowd that would decry, like, oh, you're taking it away from the woman and giving it to the man. Those people are already on the outs with her
so
because
they'd be
she's
okay
a very
taking it away
firm...
from that woman.
Yeah. Yeah. For lack of a better term, I think.
Time for a throwback headline, and that means it happened 1 year ago, and I will not be expanding on that any further. Scarlett Johansson sued Disney over streaming. She said that when they released Black Widow to Disney Plus, they robbed her of box office profits because that was tied to her paycheck. So whenever they just released it on streaming at the same time as the box office, she lost money, so she sued Disney over
it. That was
it.
A big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was really precedent setting.
Didn't that just happen last year?
That is correct, Dave.
Sorry, Rachel.
It's okay. I'm going on vacation next week.
Did you guys see Brad Pitt's new house?
No.
Man.
What, did you go over there or something?
No, I Googled it. This is what a loser I am. I'm
Brad
sitting there last
Pitt's
night.
Brad new house.
Yeah, he bought the D.L. James house in, gosh, where is it? It's in Italy? Anyway.
Carmel
it's like,
Highlands it, Mansion?
Yeah, it's in Carmel, California. Dave, you know that place?
Oh, yeah. That's a very expensive area.
$40 million.
Yeah.
That's up around, Pebble Beach. Pebble Beach area.
Like all the, it's really old, and all these famous people have lived there. It just looks really cool.
Nice.
Great story, Dave.
Should we go to break and
yeah,
then do
this is
when
you play
back?
The music.
I was playing the music, and you started talking about Brad Pitt's house.
Won't you play it louder? Okay, let's play Studio Feud. The teams are Andrew and Rach against Trish and Amy. Mark scores.
Good morning. I'm very stupid today.
Yeah,
more so than
we
normal.
We all are.
Yeah.
I mean, if Amy doesn't wipe the floor
that's
with everyone,
true.
She's just...
Oh, great. Now I'm going to be
it's all on
the
you.
I'm going to be worst. I'm going to be the worst.
Okay, so... Andrew, right? Andrew and Trish, step up. Here we go. Name a word that means stop.
Andrew.
Boop.
Andrew.
Quit.
That's second.
That's very
Trish.
Good. Knock it off. No, that's not it.
No. You don't get a second chance. Sorry.
That's not it. I was kidding.
Oh.
Knock it off? You really think I was saying knock it off?
I really did.
I can't think of a word anyway.
Okay. All right. Same outcome.
You got to play your pass. Rage.
What do you think?
Let's play.
Okay.
How about cease?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Oh. First strike.
That was going to be my guess.
Can you repeat it? It's not even my
this
turn.
This always makes me want to go like, what do you think it is?
Name a word that means stop.
There you go.
Okay.
End.
Good answer.
It's a good answer. No. Second strike.
How about break? As in brakes on the car?
No.
Ooh.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay.
It's going great. All right. And we can talk this one
yes,
out.
You can.
Do you think like halt?
Oh, good one.
In fact, feel free to talk it out until about 4:55.
I had yield, yeah. But that doesn't mean stop. But right. Their answers were so good, and it's not on there that it's the only one I could come up with. But halt is a good one, and I think we should go with it.
All right.
Do you have another one?
I don't think
no
so.
No pressure.
Yeah.
All right, let's go with halt.
Can we desist? That sounds very formal. So let's try halt.
Number one answer.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yay!
As soon as she said halt, I was like, it's definitely
what else was on there, just out of curiosity?
No. Pause and freeze.
Mm. Mm.
So, weird one. Yeah. Okay, so Amy and Rach step up. Name something that children often catch.
Rachel.
Yes.
A cold.
Number one answer is illness. I'll give that to you. Do you want to play or you want to pass?
Let's play.
And okay. Catch means in all the different kinds of ways.
Animals. Do I need to
specify?
Fish.
Fish, yes.
Okay. Oh.
Sometimes they catch lice.
Yikes.
They do.
Hey, I'm from South Roxanna. I know. No, it's not on there.
Okay.
Don't go out there and catch frogs.
Very good.
Good answer.
Two left.
They catch lightning bugs.
I'll give it to you. Bugs/butterflies. You need one more.
They catch... They catch their clothes on a nail.
Really think that might be on there?
I don't have an answer.
Second strike.
Oh, classic kid stuff.
Oh, that was only the second one? Oh, no. I thought that was it.
Things that children catch. They catch. Just making noise so the silence alarm doesn't go off.
That's all we're doing anyway.
They catch. We already said fish.
Need an answer.
How about a kitty?
Good answer.
I love how you laughed at her.
I know.
Sorry, no. All right.
I don't know.
Ladies, you get to steal.
How about a ball?
I was going to say a ball.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a pretty good answer.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
We got all of the other one.
That's how it goes.
Unfair. This is an unfair game.
Oh, I love thinking back to my childhood catching kitties.
Take a stray cat home. Get like 27 in your basement.
I just come home with a big net full of cats. Dave's home.
Hey, Dave, you been out kitty catching today?
Yes, Paul.
Caught some good ones today.
I refuse to be shamed for this.
Okay. Back to, oh gosh, do we even have time? You can at least win the category.
I think we got time.
Name something a guy might do when he's with his girlfriend that his buddies might tease him about later.
Andrew.
Yeah.
Show a lot of affection.
You need more specific.
Snuggle.
More specific.
Holding hands.
Yes. That's the number two answer.
Say I love you.
No. So what? You guys get it. When we come back,
that's
you can decide
dumb.
Whether you want it or not. Quick break. Right back. DGS. Happy Friday. 4:38. DGS. Happy Friday. Gorgeous, gorgeous weather out there. It's our last show until Monday the 8th. We're all going on vacation. Hancock and Keller are going to take over for us next week. Amy Mark Scores is here from the show, and we are playing Studio Feud. And when we left off, I don't know, someone, Andrew, it's yours. Do you want to do, name something a guy might do when he's with his girlfriend that his buddies tease him about later?
What do you think? Yes or no?
We can play.
Let's play.
All right. Rach.
How about using like lovey talk, like baby talk? You know what I mean? Like
I do.
Yeah, like pet names and stuff.
Yeah.
Yes. No. It's a good
okay.
one.
I'm just bad at Feud.
No, no, you're not. That's
I am.
A good one.
I'm terrible today. It's okay. We can all admit it.
No, that was actually my brilliant idea was pet names. So,
yeah, like
yeah,
something
that was
like
my
that.
Brilliant idea. So you're not bad.
What about smooching?
Number one
smooching.
Answer.
Smooching.
Smooching. What was your first answer?
Holding hands.
Holding hands.
Holding hands and
there's
smooching.
There's three left.
Smooching is what they make fun of him doing with his girlfriend?
Yeah, this is sort of like, I think these were from the 40s.
Okay.
Yeah, I think my dad filled this out.
Okay,
so.
Okay.
Is there any way for me to hear the answers that are up on the board?
I mean the ones you already got?
Yeah.
Yeah, kissing and holding hands.
Okay.
And there are three left.
And it's not pet names. So how about how about getting dressed up for the date?
Ooh.
Good one too.
Nice.
Second strike. Andrew.
Just gonna keep going down the list here. Hugging.
No, third strike. Ladies, you can steal and go up 3-0.
Leaving early because she said so? I don't know.
Buying a gift? Like buying... Okay, you pick.
No, I don't... this is hard. Saying I love you is not on there.
Mm-mm. Okay, so what about
baby talk's not on there?
I don't know.
Team.
I know, she played me. She played me.
Well, no, that was my answer that I buzzed, I lost.
Okay, buying...
She's a poker.
Buying flowers.
Yeah, there you go.
No, you guys win.
God, yes. What is it?
Crying at a movie, shopping, or holding a door open.
But it said that he does to her, right?
No, that's creepy.
Wait, say the thing again.
I don't feel like it. You're going to get me in trouble. Name something a guy might do when he's with his girlfriend and his buddies. You really thought it was
with her. I didn't think it'd be go see a movie and cry.
Clearly, you lost. Okay, Amy and Rach. Okay. This one's way more mainstream.
I'm sorry, Amy. This whole game is on you.
Name something very old that you find at many museums.
Rachel.
That's a close one. Let's give it to the visitor. Amy.
Okay. Oh, a mummy.
Number two answer, Rach.
How about a fossil?
On there, but the last answer. So, Amy, you guys want to play?
Yeah, let's play.
Yeah, let's play.
That was number one for sure.
Paintings.
Yes, ma'am.
Paintings.
Mm-hmm. Statues/sculptures.
Yes, ma'am.
Is
only
that
one
a museum?
Left.
Could you repeat it?
You say statue?
Statue.
Yes, something very old that you find it at a museum.
Painting, statues. What was our other one that we said?
We said painting, statues,
mummy. You can't do that. I guess you can.
Oh, I just wanted to know what was on the board.
Yes.
Relics.
I don't know. They're all relics, but yeah. No. Yeah.
General relics.
Okay. This is gonna be mean, but like the old people giving the tours.
Yikes.
Tours?
Show us museum workers. The docents.
It's pretty clever. No, there's
something that you
is
find
the docents
at a museum.
On there, Dave?
That
comes you under, say
comes
the
under
docents
fossils. On there. Volunteers, old. Dave.
That's
show
old?
Me docents.
Yes. Old and at a museum. Amy making friends.
Dinosaurs.
Number one answer.
Oh,
she said fossils. Are dinosaurs or fossils were two different ones?
I was going to say textiles.
Hey, B. Arthur, take it easy. Yes, they're two different ones.
Sorry. I never get ramped up about games. I don't know why I'm ramped up about this one.
She's a
B. Arthur.
Go, Andrew, go. Go, Andrew, go. We can do this.
Okay, who's up?
Andrew and Trish.
Okay. Mm. Name a job you might have if you worked at Disney World.
Andrew. Boop. Selling food. Wow. That's the
worst.
I'm sorry, I laughed at you. I'm sorry.
Trish,
the worst. A character.
Number one answer.
Of course it is.
You want to play it?
Yeah. Okay. We're playing that. Can you repeat it again?
Yes. Name a job you might have if you worked at Disney World.
Okay, I don't even know what the category is.
Oh, is it my turn?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, what about like the sweepers, the cleaners? Don't look at me like
the
that.
Show me the fixers.
I just picture the people with the little hats and the brooms and the dust
buckets. What do you call those old people who no longer matter, we don't care about, and they sweep?
And you said ticket taker.
You know, when Mickey needs a problem solved, who do they call?
No, he said.
I said food selling.
Food like vendors.
Oh, I'm going to say ride attendant.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yes, number two answer.
Whoa.
Two left.
There's a big ring of the bell. A musician of some sort.
Stage performer. I'll give it to you. Yes. One left.
Well, I'll say ticket taker.
Yes!
Crushing it. You've probably never even been to Disney World.
You know what? You guys
don't have
to high-five and rub it in our faces.
You guys were killing us for the first half of the game.
No, we weren't. We've been losing the entire time.
Well, I think it's like 4-1, yeah.
Us?
Right.
I thought we lost like the first three.
No. You are rubbing it in our faces.
I apologize. I really thought we were getting creamed.
Up high.
I thought we were getting creamed coming from behind, like the underdogs. I swear to God.
Hit the bell.
I swear.
I haven't done mushrooms yet, but this is what I expected to be like.
Hit the bell.
Okay. Amy and Rach.
I did.
Oh, man.
Name a job which you'd stand in one place all day.
Amy. The grocery store checker.
Mm.
Register worker.
Cashier. I'll give it to you. Store clerk.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
Is that the number one answer?
It is. Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, let's play this.
All right.
A hairdresser.
Boy, that should be there. It's not.
Oh.
Isn't that how cocky Trish is now? Now that she knows they're winning.
I really thought we were really far behind. Place
all day. Security guard.
The old people. Security guard on there.
Security guard.
What was the first one that she answered that was right? What was the first one? Cashier?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which it says store clerk, so that takes all that out of there.
A chef.
That's really good.
Oh, that's a great one.
Nope. Second strike.
Any type of like traffic person?
A traffic cop.
No. Third strike. You guys get to steal.
You got anything on your mind, Andrew? Lifeguard?
Lifeguard's not bad.
But they sit typically, but.
Well, let's see. Did they say bank teller yet?
Oh. No, that would be good.
How about bank teller?
Yes!
Good job.
All right, it's 2-4. Let's do one more really quick, and it is worth 3, so anyone can win. Here we go.
Is this Trish and Andrew?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Name the high school subject you use least often.
Math.
Number one answer.
Math?
You guys want to play it or do you want to pass it?
Let's play.
Okay, geography.
No. First strike.
Okay.
Science.
Yes. 3 left.
I can't think of any other subjects. chemistry.
Ooh, no. Good one.
Sorry. I'm just not good today.
How about, I cannot think of any social studies. History.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll give it to you. 2 left.
Art.
Yes,
ooh, one more.
Yes.
If you get it, you win. If you don't, they get a chance to steal and they can win.
Home economics.
No, you guys get a chance to steal.
maybe the only one you do still use.
English is the only one that
like
popped
English
in.
English literature.
Or what else
yeah, I was going to say that.
You want to go with that?
We use English.
Yeah, I know, but.
But I feel like at this point we're just naming high
school
subjects.
They already said art. They already said geometry. Okay, English.
Andrew and Rach win.
Ah!
Your foreign language class.
Oh, okay. The opposite of English. I thought we were getting creamed coming from behind. Like the un-
Yeah. What?
I thought we were losing.
we all know what you thought.
Here's what's crazy. One more time. We're going on vacation. Oh, I don't care. We're like going on vacation.
Okay, hang on.
I didn't catch it, and Amy did.
I really thought we were getting creamed.
Up high.
I thought we were getting creamed coming from behind.
I was
like the underdog.
Mm, yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
You know, like the underdog.
Trish can get us out.
Yeah, we'll play One Has to Go. I name 3 things. One's got to go. Could be good, could be bad. TV, radio, or your phone.
Wow. That was a pretty difficult answer.
Yeah.
I guess TV.
Because it's clearly
radio. I didn't watch TV on my phone.
I'm getting
He's
rid of my phone.
Or God himself.
Shut up. You're not getting rid of your phone.
Yes, I am.
Over radio?
Well, I mean, I can't get rid of the thing I do.
No, I can. It doesn't say you lose your job. It just says you don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
I'm going
to have to get rid of radio.
Lobster.
These two are hanging on by a thread. I'll tell you what. I know. It is tense.
Lobster, crab, shrimp.
Shrimp. Shrimp weirded me out.
I don't even know if I've ever really had lobster, so I'll say lobster.
I like it, but just it's too rich. I can only have a couple bites.
I'll drop lobster.
Do you know that lobster used to be what they fed poor people? In the Northeast,
well,
like
how
the
did
workers
it become so hoity-toity.
I don't know. It was like the bugs of the sea. They're like, give them to all the poor people. And at some point, a rich guy ate it, and he's like, oh, let's take it over. Got another one?
Yeah, hot sauce, ketchup, mustard.
Hot sauce. Goodbye, ketchup.
Goodbye, ketchup.
I love them all, but goodbye, mustard. Is that it?
That should be the end of the joke.
It is.
I love That's you it. All, but goodbye, mustard.
What were his last words?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.